It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Alpheus Hodges was born May 4, 1843 in Crawford County, Pennsylvania, to James and Lucinda Hodges. His mother died when he was 11 months old, and Alpheus spent his first 10 years with his grandparents in Waterford, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, his father had remarried in 1845 and moved to a farm near Asheville, New York. In 1853, Alpheus joined the family. At the age of 18 and at the start of the Civil War, Alpheus enlisted in the 9th New York Cavalry, Company F, at the regiment's formation on September 20, 1861 at Asheville. He was appointed corporal in his company on September 26, 1862. In 1863, Hodges was put in charge of an advanced picket post near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. On the morning of July 1, 1863, along with three other troopers of his company, Hodges claimed to have been fired upon by advancing Confederates. He retired to a bridge where, from behind its stone abutments, he fired several shots at the advancing enemy. This exchange of shots is believed to be the first shots fired at the Battle of Gettysburg, although there are some accounts which dispute this claim. After he was mustered out in 1864, Hodges returned to his family in Asheville. But shortly after the war, Hodges moved to Topeka, Kansas, where he worked on several ranches as a ranch hand. On March 6, 1873, he married Lucy Althea, and they had six children, two of whom died in infancy. A few years later, the Hodges moved to Westfield, New York, where the 9th New York Cavalry had been raised, and in 1907, they moved to East Rochester. He developed heart problems and died at his home on August 1, 1922. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.